Chapter 3. Word of the famous gunman's arrival was spreading fast, and more gawkers were gathering near the cottage. Hickok lounged in his veranda chair, one thumb hooked in his sash, and never once took notice of the stir he was causing. Before long, I spotted the bright red hair of my best friend, Jasper Hardiman, moving among the folks across the street. I pretended not to see him. I had Wild Bill to myself, almost, and I wasn't going to share. Sometime around noon, Hickok said he had to go see Mayor McCoy. As we were parting, Father made one last comment. "Mr. Hickok, would you join us for supper this evening? Around 5? My wife is a wonderful cook." "Thank you, Mr. Merritt. I'll look forward to it." "We're about 5 blocks directly north. Anyone you see can point the way." Mother wasn't going to like this. I sure didn't want to be around when Father broke the news to her. "Will," said Father, "run home and tell your mother to set an extra place."
"What?"
I croaked.
"Me? Aren't you going home?"
"No, I've got some business outside of town. Tell your mother not to worry if I'm a tad late."
"Can I get Rambler and come with you?"
This would at least get me out of the house after I delivered my message. "No," said Father, his tone telling me to drop it. Beneath my alarm over Mother, I wondered why he didn't want me along. I often joined him when he rode out to inspect some piece of land, but recently he had been saying no and wouldn't explain why. When I got home, I told Mother straight away about Wild Bill coming to supper. "Put Jenny down for a nap around 3:30. Was all she said. Then she went into the kitchen and closed the door. The kitchen was awful hot when cooking was being done. She would never shut the door unless she wanted to be alone. I was glad Wild Bill was coming. It was exciting. But Mother felt something else. Something here in Kansas made her afraid. To her, our home was a tiny, leaky life raft, bobbing about on an ocean of peril. And now, evil had found a way into her house. A killer would sit at her table and eat her good, wholesome food. Why had Father done this?